Well, good morning. I want to welcome everyone to our praise service this morning. As we think about giving praise to God in the coming year, 2026, two questions came to my mind. Why should I praise Him? And how can we praise Him in the year 2026? But before we begin, let's pray and ask the Lord to open our hearts this morning to receive what He would have us to learn. Lord God, we thank You for today. We thank You for Your care over us. Lord, I thank You for the opportunity to come and worship You this morning in freedom. Thank You for the country, Lord, that we live in. I just thank You for each one, Lord, who made an effort to come out this morning when they could have been doing many other things, but they chosen to come here this morning to worship You, and I just pray a blessing on each one here. I pray, Lord, that You would give us open ears to hear what You would have for us this morning, and I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. The universe as we know it. Ever since I was a young child, I have been intrigued with the universe, the stars in the heavens, what we can see. As a young child, I loved the show on TV called Star Trek. Our family didn't have a TV growing up, but my grandmother did, and my sisters and I loved going to my grandmother's house. In the show Star Trek, the spaceship was called the Enterprise. You could zip from planet to planet and even galaxy to galaxy in no time, especially if you used the warp speed control. So how big is our universe? That's a question that no one has the answer to. For instance, 50 years ago, the observable universe was said to be about 30 billion light years across. And today, what man can observe is said to be about 93 billion light years in diameter. How many stars are in the observable universe? Roughly 200 sextillion, or a 2 with 23 zeros behind it. A number derived by multiplying the estimated 2 trillion galaxies by the average number of stars per galaxy, which is around 100 billion. This massive quantity means there are far more stars than grains of sand on Earth, with grains of sand totaling roughly 7.5 sextillion, or 75 with 20 zeros behind it. Now, are these numbers accurate? Obviously not, but what it does show us is the vastness of space and the majesty of God. Light year. We hear the term often. Light travels approximately 186,000 miles a second, or from here to California and back 31 times. Who can tell me what special event will take place November 15th of this year? Anybody know? Voyager 1 will cross over the one light day threshold. For those who may not be familiar with Voyager 1, it's a robotic spacecraft that was launched in 1977. I was 15 at the time and remember it well. It's famous for being the first human-made object to reach interstellar space, and currently the farthest human-made object from Earth. And it's taken 49 years to reach a distance of one light day. from Earth, traveling at a speed of approximately 38,000 miles an hour. I wanted to give these stats on the universe this morning for a reason. God created the universe for His pleasure and as a tool for the Holy Spirit to draw men, women, boys, and girls to a saving faith in Jesus Christ, both past, present, and future. You say, Pastor Steve, how so? We just came through this Christmas season, the birth of our Savior. The wise men, they studied the stars and followed the star in the east to where the baby Jesus laid. Psalm 19, 1 through 4 says, "The heavens proclaim the glory of God. The skies display His craftsmanship. Day after day they continue to speak. Night after night they make Him known. They speak without a sound or word. Their voice is never heard. Yet their message has gone throughout the earth and their words to all the world." Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Isaiah 40:22. God sits above the circle of the earth. The people below seem like grasshoppers to Him. He spreads out the heavens like a curtain and makes His tent from them. John 1:1-3. In the beginning, the Word already existed. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. He existed in the beginning with God. God created everything through Him, and nothing was created except through Him. Turn in your Bibles to Job 38. If you have your Bibles in front of you, it's page 485. Page 485 in your Bibles, Job 38. Then the Lord answered Job from the whirlwind, "Who is this that questions my wisdom with such ignorant words? Brace yourself like a man, because I have some questions for you, and you must answer them. Where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth? Tell me if you know so much. Who determined its dimensions and stretched out the surveying line? What supports its foundations, and who laid its cornerstone? As the morning stars sang together and all the angels shouted for joy. Who kept the sea inside its boundaries as it burst from the womb? And as I clothed it with clouds and wrapped it in thick darkness. For I locked it behind barred gates, limiting its shores. I said, this far and no farther will you come. Here your proud waves must stop. Have you ever commanded the morning to appear and caused the dawn to rise in the east? Have you made daylight spread to the ends of the earth, to bring an end to the night's wickedness? As the light approaches, the earth takes shape like clay pressed beneath a seal. It is robed in brilliant colors. The light disturbs the wicked and stops the arm that is raised in violence. Have you explored the springs from which the seas come? Have you explored their depths? Do you know where the gates of death are located? Have you seen the gates of utter gloom? Do you realize the extent of the earth? Tell me about it if you know. Where does light come from? And where does darkness go? Can you take each to its home? Do you know how to get there? But of course you know all this, for you were born before it was all created, and you are so very experienced. Have you visited the storehouses of the snow or seen the storehouses of hail? I have reserved them as weapons for the time of trouble, for the day of battle and war. Where is the path to the source of light? Where is the home of the east wind? Who created a channel for the torrents of rain? Who laid out the path for the lightning? Who makes the rain fall on barren land, in the desert where no one lives? Who sends rain to satisfy the parched ground and make the tender grass spring up? Does the rain have a father? Who gives birth to the dew? Who is the mother of the ice? Who gives birth to the frost from the heavens? For the water turns to ice as hard as rock, and the surface of the water freezes. Can you direct the movement of the stars, binding the cluster of the Pleiades, or loosening the cords of Orion? Can you direct the sequence of the seasons or guide the bear with her cubs across the heavens? Do you know the laws of the universe? Can you use them to regulate the earth? Can you shout to the clouds and make it rain? Can you make lightning appear and cause it to strike as you direct? Who gives intuition to the heart and instinct to the mind? Who is wise enough to count all the clouds? Who can tilt the water jars of heaven when the parched ground is dry and the soil has hardened into clods? Can you stalk prey for a lioness and satisfy the young lion's appetites as they lie in their dens or crouch in the thicket? Who provides food for the ravens when their young cry out to God and wander about in hunger? Psalm 104, verses 24 and 25. O Lord, what a variety of things you have made. In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your creatures. Here is the ocean, vast and wide, teeming with life of every kind, both large and small. Psalm 102, 25 to 27. Long ago you laid the foundation of the earth and made the heavens with your hands. They will perish, but you remain forever. They will wear out like old clothing. You will change them like a garment and discard them, but you are always the same and will live forever. Revelation 4:11, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. The universe plays an important role in future events that will take place upon the earth. In Revelation, we have recorded the seal, the trumpet, and the bowl judgments that will take place upon this earth, where God uses the universe as an act of both judgment and mercy in a last-ditch effort to bring lost souls to a saving faith in Jesus Christ. This time, the worship team is going to lead us in some songs.
Well, we have a few more songs than usual this morning, and realize it could get a little long to stand. We were talking at worship practice about the different postures of prayer, and I would add worship to that. So I just want to invite you to definitely stand if you feel led. If you want to sit with hands raised, if you want to kneel, the main point of this is just to offer up wholehearted worship, genuine worship, to start the year off. to the Lord God Almighty. So let's just sing together.
Oh Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the works thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe display. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee, how great
God.
unstoppable, uncontainable. You place the stars in the sky and you know them by name. You are amazing, God. All powerful, untamable. Awestruck, we fall to our knees as we humbly proclaim. You are amazing, God. Who has told every lightning bolt where it should go? Or seen heavenly storehouses laid in its stone? Imagine the sun and your source to live. Yet conceals it to bring us the coolness of night. None can fathom indescribable, uncontainable. You place the stars in the sky and you know them by name. You are amazing, God. Struck, we fall to our knees as we humbly proclaim, you are amazing, God. Indescribable, uncontainable, you place the stars in the sky and you know them by name. You are amazing. The stars in the sky and you know them by name. You are amazing, God. Incomparable, unchangeable. You see the depths of my heart and you love me the same. You are amazing. Of my heart, you love me the same. You are amazing,
that we call sin and shame. They were like prisons that we couldn't escape. But he came and he died and he rose. Those walls are rubble now. Remember those giants we call death and that stood in our way. But he came and he died and he rose. Those giants are dead now. This is our God, this is who he is. He loves us. This is our God, this is what he does. He saves us. He bore the cross. Let heaven and earth proclaim, this is our God, King Jesus.
that fear that took our breath away. Faith so weak that we could barely pray. But he heard every word, every whisper. Now those altars in the wilderness, they tell the story of his faithfulness. Never once did he fail.
God anointed one who was and is and is.
shed his blood. You prove to us the Father's love. Jesus Christ, be lifted up.
You have led me through the fire.
who in darkest night you are close like no other. I've known you as a father, I've known you as a friend, and I have lived in the goodness of God. In all my life you have been faithful. In all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. With my life laid down, I surrender now, I give you everything. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. In all my life you have been faithful. In all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I of the goodness of God. Oh, I will sing of the goodness of Jesus, you're Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure, that He should give His only Son to make a wretch His treasure.
This morning we gave praise and honor to God, the creator of the universe, and we learned a few facts about God's creation. But there's one thing I failed to mention so far. You see, there's something that God created that's far more wonderful and means much more to Him than the 200 sextillion stars in the universe, or the 7.5 sextillion grains of sand on Earth. And that something is you. God loves you. Do you realize that the human body contains enough DNA that if uncoiled could stretch from here to the planet Pluto and back 17 times, or the equivalent of 100 billion miles, all packed into trillions of cells. This massive collection of 3 billion base pairs per cell encodes everything from eye color to unique laughter. We are fearfully and wonderfully made in the image of God, and He loves us so much. How much does God love us? John 3:16, for God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. Romans 5:8, But God showed his great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners. 1 John 4, 9 through 10. God showed how much he loved us by sending his Son, his one and only Son, into the world so that we might have eternal life through him. This is real love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as a sacrifice to take away our sins. Romans 8, 38 through 39. And I am convinced that nothing can ever separate us from God's love. Neither death nor life, not even the powers of hell, can separate us from God's love. No power in the sky above or in the earth below. Indeed, nothing in all creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus our Lord. I'd like to turn to Psalm 139 and read verses 1 through 18. It's on page 565. Says, O Lord, you have examined my heart and know everything about me. You know when I sit down or stand up. You know my thoughts even when I'm far away. You see me when I travel and when I rest at home. You know everything I do. You know what I'm going to say even before I say it, Lord. You go before me and follow me. You place your hand of blessing on my head. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too great for me to understand. I can never escape from your spirit. I can never get away from your presence. If I go up to heaven, you are there. If I go down to the grave, you are there. If I ride the wings of the morning, if I dwell by the farthest oceans, even there your hand will guide me and your strength will support me. I could ask the darkness to hide me and the light around me to become night, but even in darkness I cannot hide from you. To you the night shines as bright as day. Darkness and light are the same to you. You made all the delicate inner parts of my body and knit me together in my mother's womb. Thank you for making me so wonderfully complex. Your workmanship is marvelous, how well I know it. You watched me as I was being formed in utter seclusion, as I was woven together in the dark of the womb. You saw me before I was born. Every day of my life was recorded in your book. Every moment was laid out before a single day had passed. How precious are your thoughts about me, O God. They cannot be numbered. I can't even count them. They outnumber the grains of sand. And when I wake up, you are still with me. This past year, I've been dwelling on verses 17 and 18 of Psalm 139. How precious are your thoughts about me, O God. They cannot be numbered. I can't even count them. They outnumber the grains of sand. And when I wake up, you are still with me. These two verses have changed the way I end my personal prayers to God. God's loving thoughts towards us are more than the sand of the sea, or 75 with 20 zeros behind it. I was trying to do the math to find out how many thoughts per second God has towards me in a 70-year lifespan. I was having trouble. The bottom line, God is lovingly thinking of you and me, multiple thoughts every second of every day. And so when I pray to God, I ask Him for things, I praise Him, I thank Him for the many things He's done for me and for my family. I thank Him for sending His Son to die for my sins, and I pray for many other things that may enter my mind. And then I end with, and thank you, God, for lovingly thinking about me all the time, every second of every day, even when I'm sleeping. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. In closing, I have a homework assignment for everyone within the sound of my voice. I want you to read every day Psalm 139, verses 17 and 18. Just the two verses, not that hard. Do it for 1 week. And at the end of that week, I want you to ask yourself the question, how am I, in this new year of 2026, going to respond to that kind of love? The worship team is going to lead us in one more song, after which we can consider ourselves dismissed. And thank you for your attention this morning.
I invite you to stand as we close in worship.
The God had three.
Dismissed.